AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Danish police have shot and killed a man thought to have killed two people in separate shootings in Copenhagen yesterday and early this morning. Prime Minister calls the shootings at a free speech event and at a synagogue terror attacks. Justice Minister Mette Frederiksen says hers is just the latest European country to endure such an attack.
We have had these accidents in Belgium and in France and now in Denmark. It's important for all of us to stick together and stand up for our democratic values.
A popular carnival parade has been canceled in the German city of Braunschweig amid word from police they had received a concrete threat of an attack. About 250,000 visitors are drawn to that parade each year. Today's parade canceled just 90 minutes before it starts. The White House hosts a meeting this week on efforts to end radical extremism. Carlotta Bradley tells us more.
Prosecutors and civic leaders from several U.S. cities will convene at a White House summit Wednesday to talk about ways of countering violent extremism. One goal is to share ideas on how to shut off terror recruiting pipelines that have sent Western fighters to conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. The U.S. attorneys' offices from Minnesota, Los Angeles, and Boston will talk about the progress of pilot programs in those cities to stem the causes of radicalization, especially in their immigrant populations, in hopes of breaking the recruiting cycle. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Northeast is getting more snow.
We're expecting portions of Down East Maine to see the heaviest amounts, and we're expecting on the order of 6 to 10 inches of snow for the day on Sunday across these areas. Portions of southern New England, especially eastern Massachusetts, have already seen a few inches of snow, and we do expect locally a few inches more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison, blizzard conditions are in the forecast. Winds topping 70 miles an hour in some places. Behind the storm, bitter cold. Lows tonight expected well below zero. This is AP Radio News. NBA All-Star Weekend Skills Contest, slam dunk, three-point shooting, and Golden State guard Stephen Curry takes home the three-point title.
I love to shoot the basketball, so that's a great place to kind of showcase that.
Timberwolf rookie Zach LaVine wins the dunk off at the Brooklyn's Barclays Center, the All-Star game tonight. Different skills contest yesterday at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
They fly through suspended tires, leap over poles, run through tunnels, and even go from one end of a teeter-totter to another. It's all part of the dog show competition known as Agility. And in New York, the top dog at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show Agility competition was a Border Collie named Tex. He beat out 330 other dogs representing 74 breeds to take the title on Saturday. Fans of the sport say it helps dogs channel their energy and train. Training for it forms a strong bond between the dog and its owner. I'm Diane Kepley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.